This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that focus on organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today we focus on the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas. Located in Jonesboro, the Food Bank is an organization that serves 12 counties and works with over 100 different agencies and programs in those counties to help provide food for those who are in need. Each week, over 5,100 people seek food assistance in Northeast Arkansas. Executive Director of the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, Christy Jordan, tells how the need for food has increased.
A couple of years ago, we were just barely distributing 2 million pounds of food. And at the end of 2011, we distributed 3 million pounds of food through our network of agencies and programs. So you can see that we've really had an increase in the number of people that are requesting assistance. We even had some of our agencies tell us that people in their community that used to donate to their programs or volunteer at their programs are now having to come and ask for assistance from those pantries. So it's definitely been a shift. But I will say that in the great scheme of things, when we look at the national picture for food banking, that Northeast Arkansas has fared very well. We have a very generous community. And when I say community, I mean all 12 counties. They're very generous in how they support the work that we do in those local programs as well. And we would not be able to do the work that we do at the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas if it weren't for the generosity of others.
The Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas is currently located in a 13,000 square foot building on South Culber House Road in Jonesboro. Construction is taking place on the Donald W. Reynolds Charitable Food Distribution Center. The $7.9 million, 56,000 square foot facility is being built on 6.5 acres of land in the Henry P. Jones III Business Park, which is just off of Parker Road in Jonesboro, directly behind the Nettleton School District's administration building. As well as funding construction of the new distribution center, the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation also provided another $500,000 grant for the purchase of new freezers, refrigerators, and shelving for the partners and agencies of the food bank to assist in distributing more food. According to Jordan, this will help in the fight against hunger in Arkansas.
There are a lot of people that don't realize that hunger is an issue in Arkansas. When you think about our agricultural state, the rice, the fruit, all of the fruits and vegetables that we grow in Arkansas, and yet consistently, Arkansas continually ranks among the with the highest rates of hunger in the United States, continually in the top 5 states. And that is just unimaginable. And in fact, we are, I believe right now, first in childhood hunger in the United States. And so there's a disconnect when you think about all of the food that we produce in our state, and yet we have high rates of hunger.
Besides supplying food pantries and agencies with food, the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas also runs 3 programs. One is a Senior Pack program. This is a sponsored program in which a senior citizen is supplied with a 20-pound box of groceries every other week for 1 year. Another sponsored program is the Backpack program. Enrolled children in the Nettleton Intermediate Center and the Central Elementary School in Jonesboro, as well as the Stewart Elementary School in Forest City, benefit from the program by receiving a backpack that's full of easy-to-make food items for a weekend. Enough food is provided for all members of that child's family to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout a weekend. The third program is the Commodity Distribution Program. This program is held 4 or 5 times a year at 18 different sites in 11 counties. Families or individuals are given food, and eligibility is based on the number of people in the household and the household's combined monthly income. One of the sites for commodity distributions is the Cherry Valley Food Pantry, housed in the former Cherry Valley Elementary School. The food pantry has been in operation for 3 years.
We serve around 100 to 120 a week. They are only supposed to come once a month. We're not trying to feed them. We're just trying to supplement what they have. But some of them can't wait for a whole month to get food, so they come back every week. So some of them come every week, some every other week, or once a month, whatever their need is, and we try to meet that.
Director Joan Ball started the pantry and oversees its operation. Food is given out every Tuesday, and the total number of clients tops over 300 people. Ball makes weekly trips to the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas to get food and supplies, sometimes going there a couple of times a week. According to Ball, the pantry relies on the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas and donations.
We are supported by the area churches. We get $450 a month from the Cherry Valley Baptist Church, the Vandale Baptist Church, the Cherry Valley Methodist Church, and the Vandale Methodist Church. And then we have two people. We have one lady that gives us $50 a month, and we have one that consistently gives us $100 a month. Other than that, we're dependent on people in the community, and everybody's just really, really good at just bringing us, you know, sometimes just out of the clear blue. Just past week, I had a guy walk up to me and just hand me a check. Or not, you know, not even a food drive or anything like that, just hand me a check. So, I mean, everybody's really generous in helping us. We couldn't do it without them, because our food bill runs over $1,000 a month. So you can see that $450 does not, I mean, you don't have to be a math expert to figure out that didn't work.
Agencies and programs are able to buy food from the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas at around 18 cents per pound. Once food is bought, it's placed on shelves and ready for pickup by those who are hungry. At Cherry Valley, at least 20 volunteers help check the food's expiration dates, place the food on shelves according to category, and then help distribute food during food pantry days. One of the volunteers helping was pastor of the Cherry Valley Baptist Church, Gary Powell. His church is one of several churches in the area that sponsor the pantry. Powell tells why he helps the pantry every week.
Well, the obvious is that you have people who get to eat who would not be eating in tough times, and so we see a lot of people every week. We build some friendships, but at the physical level, they get food, and a lot of them would not have the food.
Some cities in the listening area are seeing growth, such as Jonesboro and Perigold. In Powell's opinion, more cities, like Cherry Valley, are being hit hard by a bad economy. Powell believes the economy is what's leading to an increasing need for the food pantry.
When you see your neighbor next door and they're out watering the grass or doing such things, you may not know that they're hungry. You're right. A lot of people may not realize that even the people next door may not have enough to eat, but the need is tremendous. And it's been increasing the last several months, and because of the downturn in the economy, a lot of the companies that had been donating food are donating less food. So right now the need is greater, but the provisions are less, and it's a serious problem.
On the Tuesday I went to Cherry Valley, I spoke to three people who use the food pantry every week. Deanna Franklin is from Cherry Valley and has been coming for the past 4 months.
Well, it's done a lot for my family. Well, I have a family of five, three small children, and we live on a very low income, and it makes ends meet every week. There's food on our table every night.
Jenny Farrell and Frankie Webb also come every Tuesday. Farrell and her husband live on Social Security, and Webb's family was displaced after a house fire. Both Farrell and Webb say they have learned the stories of other clients that come to the food pantry for assistance. Farrell and Webb say they depend on the service the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas provides.
This economy's got a lot of people in
the economy like it is. One reason they need a lot of donations, because if it gets to where they don't have the food and they have to shut it down to where we only get it like maybe once a month, that's going to be bad on a lot of us. I mean, because we depend on it every week in order to help us survive.
Executive Director of the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, Christy Jordan, says the main challenge is keeping food on the shelves, and donations of food and money are always needed. More information can be found at foodbankofnea.org, or you can call 932-FOOD. This has been Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.